I know it's been a long draft process. How excited are you? I mean, your NFL dreams are going to come true today.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's hard to put into words really right now, but I'm just excited to figure out what team I'm going to be playing for and get back to the real reason we're here, playing football.
Yeah, we have one of the guys. We drafted a Michigan State guy in the first round last year. Do you talk to any of the guys who are in the league, and have you talked to Trey or get any advice from those guys about what it's like at the next level?
No, definitely. I've talked to quite a few guys. Luckily, we've had a lot of guys from Michigan State go through this process, and they've been very helpful just getting me ready, especially for this process leading up to it. And they say, you know, Michigan State really prepared us well, and if you stick to what you're doing and what Coach D'Antonio taught us, you're going to do well in the NFL.
And just for fans who may not have watched as much of your tape, what are you going to bring to an NFL team?
Really, my physicality is the thing I pride myself on, you know, in the run game and the pass game, and I'm going to be the same player the first play of the game as I am in the last play.
I know it's been a long process for you, but to get to this point, how much does this mean to you today?
It means a lot. Sitting my first 2 years of playing special teams and then finally getting to play my third year, Coach Saban finally putting the trust in me to making me grow up into a young man, and he finally gave me an opportunity to play, and now that my opportunity is here, I'm about to get an opportunity to play in the National Football League, so this is a blessing. I'm very thankful.
Are there places that you want to go, or do you just say, hey, my tape's out there, and I'll just, whatever comes, comes?
This is a blessing feeling. Any team I go to, I'll be happy, and I know I got to put the work in to be a good player in this league.
I know it's been a long draft process, but what does it mean to have this day finally come and be here and have your dreams come true here today?
It's surreal. You know, it's definitely a blessing. I'm thankful for it. You know, just enjoying the moment, just enjoying the process. I'm not nervous. I'm more anxious to figure out where I'm going. But, you know, I'm just loving the moment, just enjoying the process.
Tell us a little bit about him and what he really brought to your program.
Well, you know, there's not many like him. Number one, on and off the field, have a guy that can elevate like he does. You know, Texas Tech game, we had 18 catches, probably wouldn't have won the ball game without him. But, you know, not only is he a great player on the field, but he's just been unbelievable off the field with his mom being here with him tonight. Perfect day.
And he's really has a tremendous story. He's one of those guys who's really earned everything he's gotten along the way too, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, goes to school at Wyoming, comes back, walks on, and really just made himself into a great player. You know, you'd like to take some credit as a coach, but you can't. He's just been unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a guy who's been linked to us in a lot of the pre-draft speculation. Do you know a little bit about Norv Turner's offense, and what do you think he would do in fitting into that?
You know, he's one of those guys, you know, I've always thought I'd recruit really fast, but I can put a guy over the top of him. The one thing about Josh is you can double cover and he'll go jump and go get it. It's just hard to cover that. It's been hard for me to do in practice, so any butt time that you can know that they can double him and he's still going to get the ball, he's going to have a chance.
Now, what does he do for you, too, as a threat in the red zone?
Well, anytime you got a guy that can catch the fade, also catch the tough catch, and jump, what he does over the middle in the back of the end zone is going to cause people a lot of problems, and that's why he scored so many touchdowns.
Nervous night for a lot of the players, and nervous night probably for Josh. Nervous night for you a little bit, too?
Well, no, it's not nervous night. It's not mine. I just wanted to come and support. You know, I'm just real proud. You know, it's here 2 years ago for Jason Verrett, be able to come back and be able to part of this and help. I just feel privileged that he let me come along.
Hey, I know it's been a long draft process for you, but what's today like? This is kind of the culmination of everything.
Yeah, this is literally the path to the draft. So I'm just trying to take it all in right now. My family's here with me, and it's a celebration. But, man, I'm ready for this night to be over and hopefully get to a team where I'm supposed to be at and get back to work.
Yeah, I mean, are you just of the mindset, hey, I put my tape out there, let the chips fall where they may in terms of where you go?
Same thing out of high school. I put my tape out there. Who wants me is going to take me. Wyoming wanted me. Things occurred. TCU wanted me. And now hopefully another team on this next stage will want me.
Yeah, and you have a great story, Josh. And, I mean, you're a guy who went out there and really truly earned everything that he got. I mean, does that make it a little bit sweeter for you?
Definitely. Like you said, I earned everything that was given to me. And here on to this point, or on further on down this path, I'm going to make sure I earn everything that's given to me. Every time I step on the field, every special teams I play, having a locker in the locker, I earned it. And I truly can say that.
Now, you're a guy who's been linked to us in a lot of pre-draft speculation. What would it mean if you end up playing, still wearing purple for the Vikings?
I love purple.
No, you got the tie on and everything, right? You're just add a purple hat to it.
Love purple, yeah.
Feeling great, you know? Like you said, result of a lot of hard work. I'm ready to find out my new home.
Yeah, a lot of people have linked you to us at the Vikings just in pre-draft speculation. What do you know about that team, and what would it mean to potentially go there?
They're on the rise. They lost a close playoff game, and I know they want to get back to it, and they're on the right track.
Well, tell us about your game, too, and what you're going to bring to an NFL team.
Aside being a good teammate, making plays, really, really making plays that'll help us, you know, win ball games.
I want to talk to you a little bit about your fella that you have here. Yeah, tell us a little bit about him and what he meant to your program.
Absolute, ultimate competitor. I think you tell a lot about someone when they go through adverse situations. You know, that injury he suffered that knocked us out of the BCS was very difficult, and that could go a lot of different directions. I think he came back better. And terrific blocker, terrific route runner, outstanding hands. He's to me, he's a can't miss.
And he's a guy, too. I mean, he attacks every ball at the highest point. Can you talk a little bit about just his compete level?
Well, what you want in the NFL, I think, is a guy that can win some 50-50 balls. And I think he was the best in the college game this year at doing that. And you watch his blocking skills, I think that tells you a lot about his competitive spirit. Never takes a play off.